I have a dream. Those were the words immortalized by the late Martin Luther King Jr. in 1963. And now in 2020, some advocates are looking to further Dr. King's message. Hear how one group of white activists is raising millions of dollars to create a new and inspiring MLK quote. And later, a troubling new report has found nearly 80% of car accidents happen inside the home. We've got the latest on how to keep you and your family safe while you're burning rubber in your living room. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. We might not be the most informative news podcast out there, but we're certainly the shortest, so stay with us. Calls for racial justice have echoed through our cities and on social media in the past weeks as more protesters across the country demand change. But for white allies like myself, it can sometimes be difficult to know how exactly we can bring about equality in these troubling times. Luckily, one online organization is doing their part to bring awareness to the cause, raising over $5 million all in an effort to create a brand new Martin Luther King quote. For more, I'm joined by OPR's Marcy Hammond.
Hi, Leslie.
Marcy, this just seems like a wonderful campaign. What can you tell us about the Good Samaritans behind this project?
Well, it all started with the Facebook group White Lives for Black Lives, an activism page run by Reed Bailey, who, like so many others, says she felt hurt and confused on how to best show she was an ally. So she decided to use her social platform for good.
We just wanted to do something big to show we want change. And we felt like posting the same old Martin Luther King quotes just wasn't enough. Plus, a lot of other activism pages had already posted all the really good ones. So we thought, what would Dr. King say if he were here today? And that's when we came up with the idea to ask people for money so we could find out.
And raise money they did. As you mentioned, Leslie, Bailey and her organization have already eclipsed their initial $200,000 goal, crowdsourcing more than $5 million toward coming up with new and inspiring quotes to attribute to the civil rights leader.
Wow, and all $5 million are going towards this, nothing else?
That's right.
Just remarkable. I think we can all use a little more of King's message in these times.
That's true, but even with the massive influx of cash, Bailey says the initiative wasn't without its difficulties.
Well, when we first tried to post the new quotes using the hashtag #NewDayForMLK, all our quotes ended up getting overshadowed by people posting old Martin Luther King quotes like, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere," which is not what this was about. This movement is about what we think he would say today, not in the past.
Sure.
So then we tried getting other white activists involved in crowdsourcing the quotes, but unfortunately a lot of the submissions came from people who, let's just say, weren't the right kind of white activists. So a lot of the new Dr. King quotes contained some pretty vile hate speech.
Wow, sounds like these white activists really had to endure some hardships.
They did, but these setbacks haven't deterred them from their mission. According to Bailey, White Lives for Black Lives has hired 3 full-time graphic designers to make eye-catching memes, and they've also started a partnership with a Cambridge-based AI company to create an MLK quote generator. Here are just a few of the inspiring words it's been able to come up with.
Time will come downstream together for the sisterhood of working class into the slavery night. That's an early one. It's gotten a lot better. Like this one. We are but one nation that will forever be a country, united by bigotry and states. For racism is old like the founding father. We, as the Eagle Wars, our founding father together.
Oh, amen, Reverend. I swear it's almost like he's in the room with me.
Yeah, really touching.
Well, thanks for that report, Marcy, and thank you to everyone over at White Lives for Black Lives for carrying on the message. If you'd like to make a donation toward helping white allies come up with new things for Dr. King to say, you can find more information on our website. Back in a moment.
In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together. We were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a 6-part podcast from CBC. Available now.
Folks, these days it can feel like we're living in one long chapter of a history book. But unfortunately, that history book won't be coming out for a while, so you're going to want to listen to the rest of this. Here's what else you need to know today. Members of Congress are apologizing today after a controversial photo of many Democratic leaders wearing kente cloth have resurfaced from about 6 days ago. Among those photographed were Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, as well as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, both of whom have issued a joint apology stating, quote, that while last week was a different time, we both fully regret our insensitive decision. And following major issues at the polls, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger is vowing to investigate why some residents were forced to wait over two centuries to vote. Just totally unacceptable. And in sports, NASCAR is looking to make things right, announcing over the weekend they'll be issuing an immediate ban on all NASCAR imagery. Nice to see this sport stepping up and doing the right thing by finally taking down all that offensive iconography. And that's it for The Topical today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can like and subscribe to The Topical wherever you get your podcast. And if you didn't enjoy it, allow me to refer you to my car's bumper sticker, where you can find a phone number to call so you can claim your refund. It's 1-800-BLOW-ME. I'd like to see you try and do what I do with half the amount of grace and poise. And on tomorrow's episode of The Topical, has CRISPR genetic technology gone too far? We'll sit down with one horrifying sentient blob monster whose answer may surprise you, because his answer is yes. All that and more tomorrow on The Topical.